Hi, this is Sheila Cagill, co-founder of Podmotion.co, with the latest Podmotion podcast episode. Today, I speak with Liam Morrison, a narrator and voiceover professional. Liam is a very busy guy. He not only does editing, video, and voiceover work for Podmotion, he's also a book narrator, singer, musician, and actor. In this episode of the Podmotion podcast, we speak to Liam about voice preparation and how you, as a podcast host, can warm up and prepare your vocal presentation ahead of an interview or episode. Enjoy listening. And if you have any questions for Liam, be sure to send them to us. Find previous episodes of this podcast at podmotion.co. That's podmotion.co. Thanks. Hi, Liam. Welcome to the Podmotion podcast.
Hello, Sheila. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always great to talk to you as a colleague and work with you. And it's great to be interviewing you for this episode.
Yes, the feeling is mutual.
Thank you so much. Well, today we're going to talk about improving your speech, vocal exercises, and getting the best out of your voice before you interview someone. I know some podcasters swear by this and some don't do anything. But you do so many things, Liam, audiobook, podcasting, intros, outros, etc. So I know you use your voice a lot and you're great at doing voiceovers and intros. So before we jump into that, tell listeners about yourself, Liam.
Yeah, sure. So I do a lot of stuff. That's true. I consider myself like someone who works in creative media in general, but the way that I got started in all of this is I'm a musician. I have been playing music and singing and stuff like that since I was maybe 12 or 13 years old, maybe even earlier than that. And so that's kind of how I got into the world of audio, as well as into the world of kind of voiceovers and vocal exercises and things like that. So through my music career, I had a lot of network and friends and stuff like that that worked in bands. And then I started learning how to record and learned a lot about audio. And then I ended up going to school for audio production. And then so through that, I kind of expanded my portfolio from music to podcasts to audiobooks to anything really related to audio and also video. And then just because of that, I also was doing voiceover. And then that just kind of came naturally with that. And then through music, I was kind of natural at it, but I was able to use the tools and skills that I had from being a singer and a musician and an actor, a stage actor as well, to kind of make sure that my voice was always ready and always comfortable and always fully warmed up and able to pronounce everything properly and get the energy that was needed for every specific project.
Wow, I didn't realize you were involved in so many different creative endeavors. That's fascinating. You do so much with your voice, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so for any of those things that you do, stage acting, singing, voiceovers, or even when you do podcast interviews, what kind of vocal exercises do you do?
So it ranges depending on the length of the project or what the result needed from the project is. If it's going to be like a more marketing based or a selling based type thing, then I put on my marketing voice. I also worked my first entry level job when I was out of college was inside sales. So I worked inside sales for a while, and that kind of taught me how to make my voice work really well in speech when people can't actually see my face and see my expressions, and kind of you got to go a little extra 10%. But the main exercises that I do are usually I'll do a little bit of a jaw exercise, which is simply just stretching out your jaw. So if you picture like opening your mouth as wide as you can go and then using your first two fingers to kind of massage your cheeks a little bit, your cheekbones and your jawbones, and that'll kind of loosen up your jaw a little bit. And then just kind of also just really doing as silly as it sounds, vocal exercises at home, even just doing something like before you start recording or before you do an interview, it does make you sound like kind of a weirdo, but it really does work. And it kind of involves just speaking or singing like a toddler. So you kind of go through goo goo and gaga and mum, 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 and things like that. But then you do it in different ranges. So one thing that I do is I'll do like an octave or a scale. And you don't have to be a good singer to do it. It's really easy. And you can even find on YouTube or on Spotify or something like that, a track that will teach you how to do it and you can sing along with it. That's what I do at least. And it basically is like goo, 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 ga, 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 something like that. And you can do it for 5 minutes. You can do it for 10 minutes, however long. You can do it for, you know, 30 seconds if you just got to get ready. And you just kind of get your energy up as well, like just kind of bounce around a little bit, jump around, stretch, make sure that you have correct posture, because all of those things are going to affect your voice and how you sound when you're speaking.
And so the goo, 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 is that, what exactly is that doing? Is that more the throat or the tongue, the mouth?
Yeah, everything. So the point of the warm-ups is to warm up every part that you're going to be using. So when you're going goo, 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 ga, 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 ah, 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 it's kind of stretching out your vocal cords that are going to be used. It's going to exercise them and loosen them up a little bit so that they're more comfortable and more warmed up. It's going to warm up your jaw a little bit because it's different syllables that you're saying, and warm up your tongue because you're saying ooh and buh. And so your mouth and your tongue are going to be in different positions for each syllable and each sound that you're making.
That's really interesting, Liam, the warming up exercises. So the muscles are relaxed, and then I would imagine that you can enunciate more clearly, your mouth feels more comfortable, it doesn't feel stiff or anything like that, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that just popped into my mind, I've never really thought of it this way, but I was trying to think of a way that I could describe it. It's like when you see like in a movie or something like that, after someone gets punched in the face, they do that cartoonish kind of stretch where they like open up their eyes and open their mouth and move their jaw around. That's kind of what you're doing before you you kind of record something. It's almost like a full face, like stretching out every part of your face, making funny face, making yourself look as ridiculous and silly as possible is probably the best way to get everything stretched out before you start recording.
Mm. And you also mentioned energy, Liam, which is really important, because sometimes I've noticed myself, if I've been sat working for quite a while on my own and I have a podcast interview at the end of the day, just like this one that you and I are doing, mm-hmm. My voice isn't, I believe, energetic enough. It sounds like not monotone, but you know, it's kind of like tending towards that. So in terms of like the lungs and the breath work, what do you recommend for podcasters and anyone who's doing an interview really to get that energy going? You talked about jumping up and down, etc. What else might you recommend?
Yeah, just get the oxygen flowing, jump up and down, bounce up and down in your chair, stretch out, do some stretches with your arms and your legs, and get the oxygen flowing. Another thing is that it's kind of a combination of mental and physical. So you want to have the best posture and be stretched out and everything. But you also want to realize that whatever you are recording, it could be played at 10 p.m., at 10 a.m., 5 years from now, 5 days from now, 5 hours from now. So you also have to keep in mind the person that will be listening to this has no idea that you just worked a tough day. So you kind of have to put on an act or put on the show for them as if it was, you know, whatever time they are. So if they're using this to wake up this podcast, you know, you got to have that energy and you got to imagine that that's who you're speaking to as well. Because the world, when they do listen to it in the future, or even if it is a live show, they aren't aware that you just worked a long day and you are tired or anything like that. You got to put on the show. The show must go on, as the saying goes. So
yeah,
it's kind of a combination of being ready for it physically, having the right posture, getting the oxygen flowing, being comfortable wherever you're sitting, and also the mental aspect of, you know, understanding that even though you are tired, your listeners don't know and probably also don't care. They're, you know, listening to get value from whatever you're saying.
Totally. Yeah. Now, talking about posture, that's an interesting point. Do you make a point of standing up sometimes when you're working with your voice, or are you seated? What kind of position are you in?
So for narration and voiceover, when I'm speaking, I am often sitting because it's for a long period of time. So it would be tough to be standing for hours on end in that. And it would kind of defeat the posture purpose of being comfortable, because that is a huge part of it, is being comfortable so that you can come across as comfortable in your voice. The other thing is sometimes when I'm singing, I'll stand up because that would require, you know, standing up. But it is, I do make a point to, whenever I can, pause and, you know, stand up, walk around, stretch my legs, because obviously sitting for a long time can also be uncomfortable. So you just being comfortable and having the correct posture is very important.
So focus on what works for you. You know, if you've got a bad back, make sure your back's comfortable. Wear a, you know, a brace or support or whatever. Just make sure you're comfortable and relaxed as exactly. much as possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I read an article as part of a bit of research for this interview, Liam. It was actually at thepodcasthost.com. And one of their points was slow it down, which is very interesting because a lot of people notice that there's kind of a gulf between UK and US podcasts in terms of hosts who speak super fast in the US and this kind of like more, this slower, almost melodic presentation that some people in the UK give. So what is your take on that? Should we be slowing it down a bit as podcast hosts, or is it like speak as fast as you can?
I don't think it's speak as fast as you can. You might need to slow it down. I would say there is a spectrum. There's obviously too slow and there is too fast. Both of those exist. I think if you speak fast naturally, it might be something that you want to, you know, listen to and maybe get some feedback from someone. If you can record like a sample and have someone that you trust listen to it and say, you know, maybe slow it down, maybe speed it up. Obviously that's tough to get an objective opinion from someone who might know you, what you actually sound like when you speak. I do have trouble. I speak very quickly when I am thinking or when I know what I'm saying, or when I'm reading even, I can speak very quickly. So that is something that I have to keep in mind. I don't think that there's a set speed or a set answer to that. It would just depend on if you speak fast, keep that in mind. If you speak slow, keep that in mind and just be aware of how quickly you are speaking. And then going back to the previous answer, be aware of who is listening, because there is podcast hosts that speak very quickly and have very successful podcasts. And then there's podcast hosts that speak very slowly and also have very successful podcasts. So it really depends on what is natural to you and managing what can be comfortable and natural while still being audible and enunciating every word that needs to be said. Because obviously I'm talking like this and you can't understand what I'm saying, or if I speak very slowly, it will bore everyone to death and they won't care what's saying. They'll want to set their podcast to 2x or whatever to make sure that they can get the value from the podcast while still, you know, enjoying their day and not spending 4 hours listening to a paragraph.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I wanted to ask you as well, I suppose a person could get feedback from their listeners and, you know, the things need to speed up, or, well, not necessarily listeners, but perhaps a colleague or a good friend. That's a good idea if you're a new podcaster, you're not sure, you know, about your presentation style, you can always reach out to friends and get feedback.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you also, Liam, about accents. Say, for example, you emigrate from, let's say, Australia, New Zealand to Canada. And I think most people know that there's quite a difference in the accent on the vowels between the two countries. And so if your audience becomes primarily North American, you're from New Zealand, you're podcasting regularly, what advice or guidance would you offer there? Does a person have to modify their accent, or is it just go with it?
Yeah, I wouldn't say modify their accent, because again, it becomes being natural and speaking to your audience in a natural way. Like, you don't want to act or put on a voice for your audience, unless that's part of your character or part of your podcast. When it comes to having different accents, you know, if you have grown a North American audience and you have an accent, then through growing that audience, you probably would realize that those people either enjoy your voice or would have left some sort of feedback or maybe contacted you to say, maybe can you slow down a little bit or enunciate some of the words. Again, it goes back to the same thing. Just keep it in mind, who is your audience and what's natural for you. If you wanted to enunciate certain words, or if maybe someone mentioned to you in passing or in conversation that this word is a little confusing or this phrase doesn't really translate in North America, that's something to keep in mind as well. And just making sure that the words are audible and that everyone can understand what you're saying and being as natural as possible with that in mind.
It's great, Liam. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for podcast hosts? Any guidance or words of advice, especially for people who are new to podcasting, before we wrap up this episode?
Yeah, definitely. It's not really related to specifically voiceover or the vocal performance part of the podcasting or the talking part of it. But my go-to advice for anybody in any endeavor, really, related to podcasting, related to anything creative, or probably really anything in life, is that if it's something that you want to do, I would suggest you just try it out, get started, and figure it out as you go. Because I think I've mentioned this advice anytime anybody asks me for any advice, is that you're always going to learn more doing and failing than planning beforehand. So that's my biggest advice. So if you want to start a podcast, you know, get started and figure it out. And, you know, come, obviously you want to have something to talk about or some sort of idea, but I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you have an idea or you want to start a podcast. So I would say just get started, reach out to someone like PodMotion. If you aren't sure of how to get started or if you get stuck at a certain point, we are definitely here to help in that sense. But the biggest thing for any podcast host is if you have an idea, just go for it and figure it out and see, you know, if it fails, that's a lesson learned and nobody is probably harmed by it. If someone is going to be harmed by your idea, don't do it, but you should probably should keep that idea to yourself anyways.
Yeah. And I remember, Liam, when I first started podcasting, one of the things that you said to me has stayed with me. And it's so true that you improve with every episode that you do. And that's so important. So, you know, I know everybody wants their first episode to be absolutely perfect, but that is quite unrealistic if you're new and you've never podcasted or even presented before. But with each episode, you get a noticeable improvement.
Yep, exactly. That's always the way it goes in anything, and especially podcasting. Practice makes perfect. You're probably never going to be perfect, but you know, I'm sure your listeners don't even want that anyways. They love being a part of the ride. So just getting started, and you are going to improve. That's a guarantee. So it's better to, you know, get started and start improving rather than push off and delay the improvements that are sure to come from each episode.
That's great. Thanks so much, Liam. It's been really lovely speaking with you this afternoon.
Yeah, of course. It's been a pleasure to be here.
And I look forward to speaking with you soon. You take care and enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thanks, Sheila. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.